You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. Thanks to all of our listeners for tuning into our February program tonight. There is a new state law in effect relating to voter ID, and it is leading to some changes at the polls this year. And we're going to help you learn what to expect before you get to the voting booth for the spring elections. In the WISN studio tonight to talk about it, Supervisor Nakia Harris and Register of Deeds John LaFave. We want to welcome you both to Inside the County Board.
Glad to be here.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you. And you know, we have some important information because effective, if I'm not mistaken, January 1st is when the new voter ID laws went into effect. It now requires a photo identification as a requirement to vote in Wisconsin. And Supervisor Harris, we'll start with you. You've been following this issue since it was proposed in the legislature last year. And you staunchly opposed the legislation, but now it's law, and you're trying to help make it easier for folks to deal with the changes. Tell me what you've done so far.
Yeah, that is correct, Harold. I actually heard about the law and the proposed bill, and immediately jumped on this topic and realized that, you know, if this law is passed, then it's going to really be a huge hurdle for a lot of individuals to go to the polls and vote. And so what I did was not only did I go to the state and oppose it at the state level and testify back in April against this bill, I actually partnered with 100 Black Women of Milwaukee chapter to host three informational sessions that will allow us to, one, get the word out, two, get other organizations on board with this, because we wasn't sure who knew about it and who didn't. So the goal was to start get panels of people to talk about this, like League of Women Voters.
Was this before it was passed or after?
This was before it was passed.
Okay.
So we would connect with organizations like the League of Women Voters, the League of Young Voters, NAACP, ACLU, and other organizations to help us promote this, to basically get the word out and share with the community what was about to happen. And so over the three sessions, we had the opportunity to actually get out into the community to two different events and other events that we each individuals go to talk about why it's important that you should have a voter ID, or just get your ID, period, and that this law is coming down the pike.
Okay, so those were the efforts that you launched as a county supervisor. Ultimately, you know, I assume you worked with the legislative delegation and our senators and representatives from Milwaukee County. How far were you able to get? Were you able to make the bill a little bit less of a blow in your mind?
I think we did. In fact, the bill actually changed quite a few times through that process, with the testimonies going forward, working with Senator Cog's office, and also even working with Alderwoman Cog's as well, because there was sort of a little overlap in how we thought about this and the passion that we had to say, you know, this isn't okay at all. We know how it's going to disenfranchise voters, and so we really stood up. And so there were some changes and there are still some changes that come out of people talking about it. And so we're constantly, you know, seeing new things. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, hopefully, right now there are some lawsuits that have been formed, and hopefully we can overturn this.
In your opinion, what is the impact on the public, and, you know, particularly for people who may have difficulty going through the process that they need to go through now? Have you heard from constituents in your district on that?
For sure. There are people who can't afford to pay for a voter ID. A voter ID is, what, $25, $26 or something of that nature? No, $28 probably. But, the thing about it is that people don't have the money at all. You're talking about working moms who are single moms. You're talking about individuals who are high school age, voting age, but don't have the money in college, now going into college, and don't have the funds to be able to pay for a voter ID. And just individuals who are, you know, on a fixed income, are elderly. Some of the hurdles, if individuals were not, born in the state or were born in the state and has never had a copy of their birth certificate, then that's going to be a hurdle. If they don't have a copy of their Social Security card, that's going to be a hurdle because they're going to need to bring those items to the DMV when they go to get their ID.
All right. Now, the county is playing a role, and Supervisor Harris, you sponsored a resolution to help provide birth certificates for the purposes of voting for people who perhaps can't afford to pay the fees associated with those certificates.
That is correct. And that was an interesting process because we had to basically, my first thought was, okay, we'll just at the county give away free birth certificates. However, I didn't
it's
realize...
It's not that easy, huh?
Right. It wasn't that easy because I didn't realize that the Register of Deeds was a constitutional officer at the time who had to report funds for any birth certificates or any vital records that were given out from his office. So it was really an interesting process. And so when I kept getting the pushback, it just basically catapulted me to say, all right, we got to find some money to get this done. And so during the budget process, it was tricky, but I was able to find $100,000 in a budget that will allow for 5,000 people to receive birth certificates. So that was a huge win because I started out trying to just give away free birth certificates thinking we can absorb that cost some other kind of way. But when you're talking about $20 per birth certificate, that's a lot of money, and you're not sure how many people are going to need one. And so those costs can add up quickly.
Yeah, and you don't want to create a deficit within the Register of Deeds budget
right. Based
on your policy decision on the board.
Correct.
How nice of you to not put the Register of Deeds in that position.
He wasn't going to let me.
And Mr. LaFave, I wanted to talk with you about how the process works. So now that this resolution has been approved and we're trying to get the word out on this for people who do need assistance, what happens when they come to your office?
Well, let me back up and mention that when this resolution was actually an amendment to the Register of Deeds budget. Mm-hmm. It was offered by Supervisor Harris, and I appeared in support because I think it's important that people are able to obtain their voter identification and not have the cost of a birth record be an obstacle. And I did make Supervisor Harris aware last year and other supervisors who had inquired that no, they simply could not pass a county resolution stating we'll give them out for free because the operation of the Register of Deeds vital records section is all outlined in state statutes. The fees are set by state law, and we have to follow that. I do not have the authority to give away free birth records. So now we have this program in place. We could say that it is giving free birth records, but actually I would view it as prepaid. Prepaid by the county. To the individual who is in need, it is free, but there is a cost involved. And that cost of a birth record, one birth record, the state fee is $20. Of that, $5 goes to the county. Well, we're just kind of forgoing that.
Okay, so it's
so we're talking
like $15.
About $15 goes to the state. Of that $15 for each record, $7 goes to the Children's Trust Fund. That's to combat child abuse and neglect. I used to serve on the board of that Children's Trust Fund when I was a legislator. And $8 of the $15 goes to the state general revenue. So I would be in a lot of trouble if we were issuing birth records and not giving $15 to the state for each record. So with the appropriation from the county board, we will be able to give up to 5,000 birth records and send those funds due to the state. The procedure is that a person who needs to get a voter ID, when we say voter ID, it's actually a driver's license or a state identification card. It doesn't say voter.
Yeah, because there are some people that don't drive, but they still need an ID card.
Yeah, it's one of those, or there may be some other governmental cards, military, whatever. I don't know the details, but they need that ID card to present when they go to vote. Well, to get the driver's license or state ID card from the DMV, they have to present a certified birth record. And Milwaukee County residents who are in need, who have difficulty paying the $20, now through this program can obtain one at no cost. They would fill out a birth certificate application just like any paying customer. But in addition, they would fill out a special form we have. And on that form, requesting a free birth record, they would sign it and they state that it's for the purpose of obtaining an operator's license or an identification card for the purposes of voting. And they would attest or declare that I have not previously received a state-issued identification on, and I added to the form, and have not previously received a free birth record from the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds. They sign that form. We accept it. There's no investigation we do. This is the person jumping through a hoop. This is what they do to declare they need the birth record at no cost. We staple it to the birth certificate application. If they meet all the requirements on the birth certificate application, just like anyone else, then we give them the one birth record, and they're on their way. We're saving those in case we ever would have to go look at them for any reason, and we're keeping count. And quarterly, we have to send payment to the state. And especially if we get up near 5,000 later in the year, then we'll be watching it closely to cut it off at 5,000. So far this year, we've issued through Thursday of last week, 115 birth records at no cost. That actually was a surprise to me that it's so low. I thought more would be given. I speculate word hasn't gone out there. I know we have voter ID groups and other groups who've asked us about it, and I've shared the information. It's on our website. I think either word hasn't gotten out there enough, or we have a lot of honest citizens who do need their birth record but who can afford it. So they're going ahead and paying for it like they should, because this is really meant for low income who are having difficulty.
And I think that's a good point that Mr. LaFave mentioned, because it really speaks to the premise as to why this bill was even created. And that's because there was speculation of voter fraud. And that speaks volumes because what Mr. LaFave just said, because it shows you that we do have a lot of honest people in our community, whether, you know, the Republicans choose to believe that or not. I mean, they have made, you know, accusations that, you know, people are voting and they're not who they either say they are, or they're voting a couple times, or, you know, or just really false representation altogether. So I think that just speaks volumes. And that actually makes me believe, you know, we have to do this kind of stuff. And so I'm glad that we're keeping record of it.
The voter ID law, or we could call it the voter suppression law, that's been around for years, proposed by the Republicans. But back when I was in the legislature, we were always able to stop its advancement. But now that they're in total control, there was no stopping it. So we have to live with it here in Milwaukee. Fortunately, we have this program to help people of low income. Let me add a few more points that, although it wasn't spelled out in the county board resolution, some common sense administrative points here. Since the birth record is for the purpose of being able to vote, we're only going to give the free birth record to someone who is 18 years of age by the fall election, which is November 6th. So we will not issue free records to persons who are born after November 6th, 1994, because
they're not allowed to vote.
They're right. Not this year. Anyway.
Unless there's a special election, which is unlikely, well, right?
Then, right. And also we're only giving one free birth record per applicant. Also, I think the Milwaukee County Board intended this to be for Milwaukee County residents. There's a whole thousands of people who were born in this county who no longer live here. adjoining counties up north, Illinois, will issue the free birth record to someone who have their record and they're a Milwaukee County resident. If they live outside of the county, we will not give them right. the record.
And of course, if they were born elsewhere, you wouldn't have the record. You would have to go where the county was that they were born.
No, that is
right,
correct.
Right.
Okay, now I have a stupid question here.
I'm always the stupid question guy. No stupid question.
All right, so someone comes in and follows the guidelines for the birth certificate to obtain a voter an ID for voting purposes, which means they don't have an ID already. How do you validate their identity and keep them from requesting someone else's?
That segues in just to what I wanted to discuss now. Normally, people come, we ask them for ID, and we get that from most people. But there are people who don't have an identification with their photo on it. In that case, the law provides that we can accept secondary identification. And what we require when someone comes to the counter in person, they have to present two of the following: a government-issued employee ID badge with a photo, or a U.S. passport, or a check, book, bank book, a major credit card, health insurance card, a recent dated signed lease, a utility bill, or traffic ticket. If they present two of those, then we count that as identification. We'll give them a vital record. We're talking about paying customers, but these would be the same requirements for someone who's seeking a free record at the counter. If they do not have that, they don't have any of that, then we'll take their application and we will mail them the birth record to a street address. That is also the procedure that we've been given by the state registrar, the state vital records office, that we can mail it to a street address and we keep the application for 2 years. In case there's some evidence, suspicion of fraud, got a street address to investigate. Another important point is people in need of a vital record, whether they're paying or participating in this free birth record program, they don't have to come to the courthouse. By the way, we're in room 103. The courthouse is at 901 North 9th Street. They can mail in an application. The birth application form and the form for getting a free record are on our website. They can print that out and they can mail it to us. And if they're mailing in these forms, they don't have to provide any of the secondary identification. We will be mailing the birth record, if we have it, to their street address. And that street address has to be a Milwaukee County address.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so your website is just through the county's main webpage then?
Correct.
So
to the Milwaukee County website, find vital records, register deeds, and then go down the tabs, find vital records, and you'll get to the page that has all this information.
And I know we also have information on Supervisor Harris's site, which would be milwaukee.gov/Harris.
That is correct.
Would be, and you have a whole voter ID page on there with information on this.
That is correct.
Supervisor, have you heard feedback from the community on people obtaining their birth certificates and, you know, getting ready to vote here in the spring and fall elections?
Yes, I have. In fact, I get calls to my office regularly of people asking how do they obtain a free birth certificate. And we basically direct them to the Register of Deeds office, tell them what type of secondary identification they would need to bring in. And it sounds like they're being routed just there with having 115 people actually acquire a free birth certificate. But I have heard some really, really good feedback in the community at large where people are very well aware of it. So I really think the message is getting out. But, it just, again, speaks to the fact that I also strongly believe that we have such honest people in Milwaukee that understand the penalty of going to the Register of Deeds to get a free birth certificate with knowing that they already obtained one or either can afford to purchase an ID, which is actually $18. I had to get the facts on that one. But
$18
for a birth certificate.
No, it's 20.
Oh, no, for a voter ID. Reading it here in this form.
Oh, if they
for the voter ID.
Right.
I thought that's free.
No. I'm just saying I was giving out the facts earlier.
Oh.
So, So, you know, so basically, yes, it is some good feedback out in the community, but people are aware. And they've just, you know, they're constantly sending people or getting the message out as well. So it's been good.
If I can add, I've gotten a lot of feedback from other register of deeds from around the state. It's not all favorable. It's like, how can Milwaukee County do this? It kind of puts them on the spot because they're thinking, well, Milwaukee County can do this, but we can't. But it's also stimulated the discussion of support, of wishing, desiring that the legislature would pass something. Senator Coggs had introduced a bill, and then later Senator Holperin, and they're not going anywhere that would have done something similar statewide. I mean, there's limited. You could have had it that a birth record had issued with a stamp on it that says for voter ID only. Mm-hmm. You know, so it wouldn't be abused. But all those legislative proposals are going nowhere in this Republican-controlled legislature.
You guys are rough on the legislature, I tell you. I want to wrap up this part of our discussion. We're talking with Supervisor Nakia Harris and John LaFave, the Register of Deeds for Milwaukee County. And I mentioned to both of you during the break here before the segment that you're both in a lucky spot. We have a little bit of extra time in the show here. So there are a few other things that are going on in both of your offices that we wanted to mention. And Supervisor, I know you have a town hall meeting coming up that you wanted to invite residents to.
That is correct. Actually, when I ran for office, one of the things that I said I would do for my community is keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the district is have town hall meetings, monthly town hall meetings, which have also turned into me having weekly meetings with my seniors as well. So it's really a good concept, and it's been very favorable because I've gotten a lot of good feedback, which helps me to come back and do my job more effectively. So I really appreciate that. So yes, on next Wednesday, February 8th, I am actually having a town hall meeting at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center for the 2nd District, and it's from 6 until 7. We will have good discussion on what's going on at the county and what we can be doing better for the Milwaukee County. So I really do want that feedback and want people to come and share their thoughts and concerns with me. And even sometimes, you know, you just got to vent some stuff out. That's a good place to do that and get to know me as a person as well.
And that's on this Wednesday, the 8th, from 6 to 7, right?
That is correct.
And the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center?
Yes.
Okay. And then Register of Deeds, you're making a lot of progress on let's see, how should we say that? I was going to say electronicizing, but I don't know if that's a word. Making your records electronic.
Actually, our records are electronic. What I was mentioning to you before the show started was Milwaukee County was the 25th county in the nation back in 2003 to begin electronic recording of documents. We're talking real estate documents. We've been talking about birth records. People think of register deeds. Oh, yeah, I get my birth record there. Well, also the registered deeds has a major function of recording documents related to property, mortgages, deeds, et cetera. And traditionally, those come to us in paper form, in the mail or at the counter from title companies. And we began the acceptance of those in electronic format from electronic vendors back in 2003. And our percentage of documents that are sent to us electronically has incrementally increased to the point now that it's 50%. Half of our documents come in electronic, half come as paper. It is very beneficial to the operation of our office, but for those out there who might be in the industry or interested in electronic recording, it benefits them in that they're saving on postage. It gets to us immediately. It gets recorded faster. If there's an error, if we have to reject the document, which we do reject documents if they don't meet criteria, whether they're paper or electronic, it's returned to them and they can fix that and resubmit it the same day. The benefits to the taxpayer is that we've been able to forego filling some positions. We save on postage. We need fewer people to scan paper documents because we have fewer documents to scan. It's win-win for everyone. Information about electronic recording and the various vendors who make this available to financial institutions, law firms, even private citizens is on our website. So I encourage that's the way to go. I look forward to someday reaching 90, 95%, 100% electronic. It's very efficient. It's very secure.
It really speeds up the process and saves money at the same time.
You bet.
Well, we want to thank both of you, Supervisor Harris, Mr. LaFay from the Register of Deeds. I've enjoyed this discussion, and I hope we got a lot of good information out there. Thanks for being on the show. After the break, we will take a closer look at the spring primaries in Milwaukee County. This is the February 2012 edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.